If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain. Every show on the station is doing something special surrounding the 250th birthday of the United States of America. And on this show, we're talking about national parks. And we tracked down a woman, Emily Hart. She has traveled solo to every major U.S. national park, and she said she has seven that are her favorites. Drew is trying to track her down right now. Our text line is still lit up about Marilyn Miller. Other people are like, look, keep Marilyn on for the whole show. Love her, and she's extremely interesting. And this person said, you won't get this kind of history of WGN and life in general. I agree. Emily, thanks for joining the show. I mean, what prompted you on this journey to go visit every major U.S. national park?
Hi, thank you. Well, I had an uncle who was a math teacher, and I used to be a math teacher, and this is something he would do in the summers. He would go to national parks, so I decided I would try it one spring break when I was 30. So I went to the Grand Canyon, and I just really loved it, and so I decided to make a goal to visit them all in 10 years.
And you got it done? You accomplished it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you've traveled solo to 63 major U.S. national parks, and you identify seven as hidden gems. Let's go down that list.
Okay.
What's number one?
Oh, I don't have it.
Oh, well, that's okay. Let's just go by memory then. The things that impacted you the most. Like, what was the most breathtaking view you encountered? Just not looking at a list, but just going, this is what I'll remember forever.
I think probably the last park that I went to, Gates of the Arctic National Park, and it's obviously in the Arctic Circle in Alaska. It doesn't have any roads in or out. It's not visited by many people at all. And, like, you have to fly in this little bush plane, and just flying into such an area where there really is only... It's beautiful, but, like, no humans, no trails, no, just nothing. It was really incredible, and I really thought, you know, in that moment, like, I'll likely never see anything like this again.
How many times have you been bit by bugs, ticks, wild animals, all that kind of stuff?
More so when if up around the, you know, the Midwest area.
Yeah.
Like, those parks, and then, well... like humidity, and not as much as you would think in the West, but definitely I love going to Voyageurs National Park, which is in the Minnesota area.
It's one of my favorites. In fact, I'm heading up there for 4th of July weekend. It's my annual July trip, and the mosquitoes are as big as airplanes up there. They could carry you away. But you also talked, I was reading about you, you talked about a national park in Michigan that I had not heard of, and it's in Lake Superior, and it's 400 islands. Tell me about, is it Royale National Park?
Isle Royale, yeah. It's beautiful. It's one of the least visited also, like, by a lot. It's in, like, the 10 least visited national parks. And it's, because it's pretty remote, you have to take a ferry to get there or a private boat, but it's really incredible. It feels very untouched. There are a lot of bugs there too, but you can go in from Michigan or Minnesota, and it's really only open during the summer months mostly, so it feels like very special to be there.
Where is the best place for stargazing in your experience?
I think any of the Utah national parks. Specifically, probably Bryce Canyon, I really love, because it's so far away from any real city.
Right.
Great Basin National Park in Nevada as well.
Talk to me about the dry tortugas. I think a lot of people travel to Florida, but they don't get beyond Key West, and there lies 70 miles off the coast of Key West, something that is completely different.
It really feels like going to another country, like you're in the Caribbean, but you're still in the United States. The water, of course, is so beautiful and clear. You can snorkel there, but it's also it's very historic. Like, there's this huge forts, and I think it has the most, it's like the largest fort as far as like bricks, number of bricks in the United States. So you can explore that. It just really feels like another world. And the only people who can visit, you know, take a ferry or a seaplane, so it's not very crowded. It's really, really interesting.
We're doing this to celebrate the 250th birthday of America. The show is featuring national parks, mm-hmm. and I thought you'd be a great guest because you've been to all of them, which is quite a feat to accomplish in 10 years. But, and this is a tough question, but which park mm-hmm. do you think tells America's story best?
Mm. That is a tough question. I really would probably say the Smokies, Great Smoky Mountains. It's the most visited national park, and I think that's probably part of it. The reason it's by large numbers, it's more visited than any other national park because it's, you know, where it's located and there's, you know, highway going through it. But I think that all the different types of people that you see visiting there.
It's a representative of the country, right?
Yeah, because it's pretty close to a lot of, like, you can drive from Chicago in a day. You could drive from, you know, the Northeast, from the South. And so there's so many different people who visit and people who don't even really come for the national park, but they come for the cities around it, like Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge or something.
I think that's probably the first national park I ever visited as a child.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday, they're the park we're featuring. So we're going to talk to the people responsible for the care of the Great mm-hmm. Smoky Mountain National Park. Hey, do you post? Is there somewhere where people can read your stories or follow your journey?
My Instagram is mostly where it's at Emily Ventures. And then, you know, my freelance writing is in different places.
Okay, but Emily Ventures. All right, I'm gonna give you a follow, and I think other people will as well. Did I say that right?
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful to meet you. Thank you for joining the show.
Thank you.
The news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.